Some free speech advocates are objecting to a levy that would renew funding for King County's fingerprint identification program. Law enforcement currently uses the system to help identify criminals, but the ballot measure could provide funding to research facial recognition software. 88.5's Max Wasserman has more.
If the levy passes, officials overseeing the county's fingerprint program would have to submit a report to county council to study facial recognition. They also say they would ask for feedback from the ACLU before implementing any resulting policy. The Civil Liberties Group, however, is not thrilled with what they've heard so far. Shankar Narayan with the ACLU of Washington worries facial recognition could be used to target those with dissenting opinions and erode free speech.
Facial recognition, as we're seeing, is sort of the hot new tool of the moment, and it's being proposed in all kinds of places, but what we're not seeing is any evidence whatsoever of the tool being used to keep people safer or even an articulation of what problem it is facial recognition would solve.
The ACLU is calling for a moratorium on government use of facial recognition, including a cheap version sold on Amazon. It's unclear whether any agencies in Washington use that software. The Seattle Police Department has a program that matches faces against a database of mugshots. The county's fingerprint system also has facial recognition capabilities, but no plans or funding exist at this time to take advantage of them. Max Wasserman, 88.5 News.